So, let's begin.
No, in 2 weeks, Clemente and I, Governor Verden will be here.
The who?
Governor Verden.
Yeah. He wants to come to the Shiva?
He will be at 6 o'clock, but maybe after he can give me a speech here.
Okay.
I don't know whether by 8 o'clock it will be over.
It will be done.
It will be done.
It will be done by 7.
Okay. All right, so we sort of got up to the time of the expulsion from Spain on this issue of community control over marriages and the issue of revocation of marriages. And I now want to go through the next couple of hundred years, that is, say the next 160, 170 years from the time of the expulsion from Spain until the tragedy of in the middle of the 17th century. And again, what we will find on this issue is a mixed bag. That is, we will find that certain communities went full force following the rush, enacting takanot, which involved in terms of the enforced in hafka'at kiddushin, and other communities went only part of the way, relying on the tradition of the Duran family and the Rivash, who were hesitant about applying hafka'at kiddushin in practice. Okay. So on the very first of these pages, let's read what happened in the Takana that took place in Fez in 1494, so that's only 2 years after the expulsion from Spain. Miyad achrei gerush Sfarad hitargunu gerushei Kastilia shebemedinat Fas lakeilot miyuchadot. V'lo avru shnatayim yamim v'az hagirush shekvar nikshu hachachamim umu'ulim menechbadei hakeilot לתקן תקנות שנקראו במעמד הקהילות הקדושות, etc., etc. And here's the text of the first of the תקנות. תקנו חברי הקהילות שזל ששום בר ישראל לא יקדש לשום בת ישראל כי אם דווקא במניין עשרה ובתוכם חכמים חכמי העיר הנפרעים מהקהל. That no marriage should take place except in the presence of a quorum of 10 people, a minyan of 10 people.
Why is that new?
No, first of all, it hasn't been new, but what's new about it is the sanction. Let's read to the end of this. That amongst them should be an employee, a paid employee, like a precise definition, a paid employee of the community, o dayan midayanei ha'ir, or one of the judges. Both of those. So here, they're specifically revoking the Kiddushin. They're annulling the Kiddushin in advance of anyone who attempts to marry without the presence of a minyan and without the presence of a paid employee or a dayan of the community. Now, in Cairo, you didn't have the Hafka'at Kiddushin. You had a Cheret. The sanction wasn't Hafka'at Kiddushin. The history that we've had here was that the Rambam introduced in Egypt the Takana that there should be a Dayan, the Dayan of the town. Here and here, it doesn't say that it has to be a Dayan. It can be a clerk, it can be a Chazan, as long as it's a paid employee. Okay? He can either be a dayan, or it can be a registrar or a scribe, but someone who is an official of the community to the extent that he receives his salary from the community. We had it in certain places, yes, in certain places, no. We saw that the Gaonim, for example, introduced the takana of having a minyan even for the Birchat Kedushin, but this was not accepted by the Spanish communities in the 11th and the 12th century. But here's the community in Castile, that's a portion of the Spanish community, adopting this takana, as you say, of the Gaonim, and adopting a version of the takana of the Rambam and the to the extent that they're demanding both the presence of a minyan and the presence of an official of the community. But what's striking about it is that the sanction imposed is hafka'at kedushin.
Now, what instrument or vehicle do they use to makin this?
They don't say. They don't say.
They don't put out bulletins.
They didn't say whether they're using the vehicle of Hefker Beit in Hefker or the broader vehicle which the older takanot, which Rav Haigon or Yehudaigon used, simply called the Mekadesh Adat Ador Abanan Mekadesh. Notice also what's interesting here is that in contrast to the takana of Vienna, where the rabbi actually performs the marriage, here, all that's required is that an official of the community be present at the marriage. In fact, in the Maghreb, the custom was that the Chatan himself makes the bracha of Birchat Kedushin. In all places he says Ariat Mekudeshet. But here, for example, our custom is that the Masada Kedushin says Asher Kedshanu B'Mitzvosa V'Tzivanu Al Harayos, etc. Right? The rabbi who's performing the marriage, the Masada Kedushin, makes the bracha on the kos, and all that the Chatan does is drinks the wine and he says Ariat Mekudeshet. But the custom in the Maghreb was that the Chatan himself makes the bracha Asher Kedshanu B'Mitzvosa V'Tzivanu Al Harayos, etc. Which is more appropriate, and all that this takana demanded is that the rabbi or the official of the community, it didn't have to be the rabbi, it could have been the shamash or anybody else in the kufa, any paid employee of the community be present to observe, but he was not the masada kedusha. Okay. And if you turn to the next page, and Daf Kuf Gimel, in the third paragraph, the Freiman writes, Chizuk HaTakana Nasa B'Hafka'at Kedushin. The actual sanction here was nullification of the marriage. Chachmei HaGurushim Lo Nigruru Achorei Cheshishoteihem Shel Chachmei Beit Duran. Remember that the Duran family, for the past 100 years, that is the Tashbats and his son and his grandson and his great-grandson, all of them, in the tradition of the Ramban, which is also a distant family member, and the Rashba, all of them maintained that they did not, in practice, in actual fact, see any case of Hafka'at Kedushin. But they remember, they were coming from Catalonia and from Mallorca, that is from southern districts in Spain. This community was coming from Castile. Ella, the Rafraiman writes, Nimshechu betakanatam acharei horat harashpa ubufrat acharei harosh. Shenechshav lamori da'atva l'chol malchut Castilia. The Rosh was considered, up until the time of the Shulchan Aruch, that is, up until the time of Yosef Karo, in the entire Castilian community, the Rosh was considered the final authority. Kach yid Rabbi David ibn Yachya karov l'shnat reish numen shehorat harosh nitkabla b'chol malchut Castilia. וגם אברהם זכות שמע מפי גדול בקסטיליה אנו נסמוכים על דברי הראש יותר מדברי הרמב״ם. ועוד במאה היודחת הייתה מסורת ביהי חכמי וגירושים במגרב, כי הכל כקודם שיצא טבעו של מורן הבית יוסף בעולם היו פוסקים על הרוב כספרת הראש, וכך היו אומרים כי המקום אשר יפנה הראש אחריו ילכו, ולפיכך פסקו כמותו. So that the up until the acceptance of the Shulchan Aruch as the final authority in the entire Sephardic world, at least the Castilian community followed the Rosh. And remember that the Rosh took a very firm position about the possibilities of Hafka'at Kedushin. 100 years after that, this takana, on the very bottom of this same page, I won't read it, but I'll summarize it, there seems to be a renewal of the takana. And there seems to be some doubt, if you actually read the text of this renewal, whether they were also reinforcing the sanction of Hafka'at Kedushin. This is the same community, okay? But most of the later rabbinical authorities within this community did not regard the reenactment of the Takana a second time around, 100 years later, as a weakening of the first Takana, but merely adding an additional severe penalties beyond and above the sanction of Hafka'at Kedushin.
It's more.
What's more?
Take over the money to the funds or something.
Here. The im lav yavoel. Let's read it. Tofes haskamat in yana kiddushin. Let's read it. Bechodesh elul shnat v'tziviti et b'ilchati lachem b'shnat v'yitzirat. תקנו החכמים יוצאו תקנה בעניין הקידושים, ויותר גם כן מקדמת לנו בעיר הלזו, וראו לחדש אותה מחדש, שכל מי שיוצא לקדש אישה מכאן ולהבא, לא יקדש אותה זולת בפני חכם מחכבי המעד יוצאו, מעמד יוצאו, או ראש ישיבה ועשרה עם ישראל, וכל מי שיקדש אישה שלא כפי התקנה נזכרת, אם יהיו מצויים שם עדים, ויבואו ויעידו תקף ולעלתה לבית דין, יוצאו הינם נקיים, ואם לא יבואו עד לאחר כן, מלבד העונש שיקבלו במכות וביסורים ובמאסר, יפרעו לקופה של צדקה 50 מתקייל. So first of all, any witnesses who are present who don't report this outrageous event immediately will, in addition to being given some stripes and other forms of physical punishment and thrown into jail, they will also be required to pay a fine. And furthermore, there will be a fine imposed on the bridegroom, and he should stay in jail. Okay. So here you see they didn't have Hafka'at Kiddushin, apparently. He'll stay there. וגד כשר, ואפילו אם יוצא אביה ואימה לתתה לו, לא יסענה עד שיגרשנה גירושין גמורים, ואחר כך אם יוצא לעשות נישואין מחדש, רשות בידה. וכל זה אנו גוזרים בכוח נחש, והוכרזה נדע חרם שבוע, והוכרזה התקנה הזאת ראש חודש אלול שלנו נזכרת. So reading the text of this, one would get the impression that the sanction of nullifying the Kiddushin has been eliminated in favor of physical punishment plus enforcing a get, keeping the guy in prison until...
It was not annulled then.
But it was not annulled. But the later Rabbanim said that this particular gzera did not necessarily overrule the previous gzera, and they were just imposing additional sanctions if for one reason or other things didn't work.
Yeah, come up with a get, what's the difference if it's annulled
then? Well, there's a difference if she can marry a coin, for example.
Pardon?
If she can marry a coin. If she was originally never married, then she can marry a Kohen. If she was divorced, then she can't marry a Kohen. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. On the next page, Daf Kuf Hey, Freiman points out that in Egypt, even as late as this period, one sees that in contrast to most other communities where the Kiddushin and the Nisuin had been unified, here the Kiddushin and the Nisuin in Egypt still on occasion were separated, because there was a case in Bet Din in the court of Yaakov Beirav about Ishto Shel Chacham Rabbi Nissim Ta'ana Al Ba'ala Shechazar V'Kidesh Et Gushotav, that he remarried his divorcees. It sounds like a complicated family arrangement where the woman forced him apparently to divorce all of his previous wives in order to marry her, and he made an agreement with her that he would not marry anyone else in addition to her, and now apparently he made Kiddushin all over again with his previous wives, so she took him to court because he violated his agreement with her. Veheshivu lo beitin she'eino over ad she'echnasima, ikanesima. That so long as all that he's done is make kedushin to his previous wives, he hasn't violated his agreement with her until he actually has nesuin. She'lashon kedushin l'chud v'lashon nesuin l'chud. It sounds like a complicated situation.
They had a ksuba in the time of the Erison.
Yes, they had a ksuba in the time of the Erison. As we indicated from the Geniza documents, you find some of the ktubot were written at the time of the Erison and some of the ktubot were written at the time of the Nisuin.
What's the point of such an answer, since presumably it ends to to Nisuin on them.
I think the point of such an answer is that the court didn't want to get involved. That this sounded like a difficult woman to them, forcing this poor man to divorce all of his previous wives before she would agree to marry with him. And therefore, they wanted to stay out of it as long as possible, hoping for the best. That's my impression of what was happening in this case. All right? All right, let's turn to the next page. Ha-pulmus al-hafka'at kedushin. Lefizeh haya lehem b'mitzrayim shtei takanot ha-mishlimot zo et zo, v'askamo shelo לקדש אלו בשעת הנוצרים, סמוך לשפר ברכות מיוחסת לנגידים הקדמונים. עדות סותרת למסורת זאת מתאים לדברי הדרז, על נוב פלמוס הגדול שהתגלה מסביב לתקן הזו בין חכמי הדור. And here's the case. מעשה היו במצרים, in Kahir, 1527, שרבי שמואל אוקניה הביא שני עדים בפני בית דין, שהעידו איך ראו שרבי שמואל היה עומד עם אורנדואניה, ביתו של רבי מאיר צרפתי, במדרגה הגדולה של הסולם בשער הפונה למבוי הקראים. So he was standing on the first on the platform at the gate of the entrance into the Karaite district. והוציא מחיקו דינר זהב ונציאנו, ואמר לו אורנדון יום בחיי שתקחי זה הדינו בקידושין לי. He took out a golden coin and gave it to her and said, take this as kidushin, ולקחה אותו והלכה לה. When she accepted the coin, and went her way.
Dominion.
V'krovei ha-bukhura heviu shnei edim lahazim et edei ha-kedushin. Now the girl's family brought witnesses saying that these two witnesses couldn't possibly have been there because they were somewhere else. V'entayim nitkadsha ha-nara sha-hayta az safek dola safek tana kedushim shniyim li-yishacher. So we're talking about a girl here who's 11 or 12 years old, something like that. And in the meanwhile, she then decided to accept Kedushin from someone else. Yes. Chachmei Mitzrayim ve'eretz Yisrael nechlaku b'dina shel ribazu v'danu gam al tokef ha-haskama im yesh b'kocha lahafkiya Kedushin. Whether this gzera of Mitzrayim not to a wedding except with the presence of an official of the community and also have the Kiddushin and the Nisuin together is sufficient to over be mafkiel the Kiddushin. Rabbi Shonach ivada ito b'shuvah mufuretet Rabbi Yaakov Berav shehi hora lahatir mi kama ta'amin. Rabbi Yaakov Berav, who having come from the North African communities where he saw Hafkat Kiddushin in practice, was tended toward the possibility of hafkat kedushin. Bein stadeh heter chikaka gam meena takana sheyesh bekeilot mitzrayim shelo lekadesh velo reshut beitin biasara v'ze kidesh shelo reshut beitin biasara madino. Ve'im yesh hefresh im metaknei takana amru b'ferush sheyu kedushav mufkain mi sheyavar al takanatam olo amru ela shechrimu bulvad stam al kol mi sheyavar al takanatam. Does it make a difference whether the clause of the penalty of annulment of the wedding of the marriage is part of the an explicit part of the enactment or not? Im no masha kavanatam hayashiyu kedushim mufkaim, or no masha in kavanatam el shiyu mufkaim, or lo shiyu kedushim mufkaim. If they didn't explicitly say that they were annulling the marriage, then can we inquire as to their intent? Perhaps they did intend anyway to annul the marriage and they just didn't say so explicitly, or did they simply intend to put on other penalties? V'hu pasak, gam inyana takana yesh lomar she'en shum chashash ve'elo kedushin klal mpnei shevadai chachamim shketiknu ha-takana kavanatam lo haya ela lafki ha-kedushin v'im lo kein maho ilu v'takanatam. If they enacted such a piece of legislation, it doesn't have any teeth unless they...
It's proportionate.
ואף אם הרב ריבש היום הצריך גט לחומרה כשיש תקנה להפקיע קדושין, even though the ריבש, in the tshuva we read last week, requires a get under those circumstances, because the ריבש said that theoretically it's possible to do this, but in practice, it's too serious. Eino min adin. That's not really the halacha, because the ריבש himself admits that theoretically speaking, the hafkat kedushin is legitimate. It's only because he wanted to be machpir. Shikako omer b'feirush shelo haya min adin ela mitzad chumra. V'af shenireh shehamataknim lo amru ela shiyeh b'cheirem mi shiyikadesh v'lo peirushu b'feirush shiyafkiyo kedushim. כתב הרב דורן שהיה מסתפק אם כאנתם זה אחרם להפקיר קדושם לאחרים לבד, שכתב זה לשנו והם התקנה היא סתומה ולא פרשו דבר מזה אלא שמרו שירשות בדין שום אדם לקדש שלושת לנישואים, ודאי שעובר על גדרון ראוי הוא לעונשם ומספק לי אם אפקן לקדושם מיני או לא, ולא שאני מסופק אם יש כוח בידם על זה, ודאי יפה כולכם בזה, אלא שהוא מסופק לי אם הידעת הציבור להפקיר קדושם מלאו, ואין הדבר יותר יוצא מדי ספק, עד כאן לשנו. על כלל העולה שזאת האישה מותרת לגמרי מצד כל הצדדים שכתבתי ואין בזה שום חשד כלל וראוי לייסר למקדש ולעבים שעברו ופרצו גדר הקדונים וכתיב ופורץ גדר ישכנו נחש וכל השומעים ישמעו ויראו ולא יוסיפו לפרוץ גדרו של ראשונים ולא יהיה בנות ישראל נחשבות בחריצי הדור כהפקר והם זרע ברוכי השם etc. So he's aware of the tshuva of the Rivash, and he's aware of the position of the Duran family that you don't ever do this in practice, halacha l'maaseh. But nevertheless, he's willing to not only say that hafka'at kiddushin is legitimate when it's said explicitly, but even if it's not said explicitly, so long as they don't specifically imply other penalties, the assumption is that they intended to be mafkir kiddushin, and therefore he is matir. So this is a very broad heter based on hafka'at kiddushin, and he got jumped on by all of the other authorities.
So the second marriage was good, or the second marriage was not good?
The second marriage would have been good if it was done publicly, etc. Okay. So, for example, if you can read it, I want to pass on to other matters, but the Radvaz jumped on him, and others jumped on him. The only person that the Mara Malashkar jumped on him, let's take a look on the next page. Al Kiddush Askamach Duma Hazad Neirav Al Malashkar Sheafu Marafu Mitzrayim Biyoto Hazman שכתב בתשובתו נגד אלי ברב ודאי לדמי חי גברו כדי לא גמירי אין שישמעית. This man is talking like an ignoramus, referring to the Mari Beirav. She'ein ba'olam mi she'yesh lo einayim b'rosho. Ve'atem adat hanashim v'aktanim habitu ra'u mored ha'mesek v'amar rotze l'afkir kidushay Torah v'latir erva l'shuk v'kama mamzerim rotze l'havot b'Yisrael v'tmamu v'tamu v'amdu v'hitbonenu v'zeh ha'sidur shelo ve'elo harayot she'em evi l'dvara, etc. So he is a little worked up on this particular tshuva. The only person who stood up for the defense of Rav Mari Beirav was Rav Moshe Mitrani, who was his Talmud Mufak, as we see in the next paragraph. He writes on the Mara Malashka, Ve'atem adat hamaskilim v'chachamim, lo adat anashim v'aktanim, k'mar mamar, u'u gam u'u, eich ein bedvarav mamash, etc., etc. So this was a major dispute. Of course, it wasn't the major dispute between these various authorities. Okay. But in general, the Rav Moshe Mitrani did not get on too well with the Beis Yosef. He had many, many pretty strong differences of opinion between the two of them. Okay. In Eretz Yisrael at that time, we see also that the custom of doing the Kedushin and the Nisuin together was not universal, because the Tur, writing in Spain, return to Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the Tur, writing in Spain, wrote, V'ha'idna eino hagin li'areis elo v'shat chupa. So here in Spain, in Castile, we don't have a Kedushin except at the time of the chupa, like we have it today here. But the Beit Yosef writes on this, Zehaya Minhag Makomo. That, I'm at the very top of page Kuf Yud Beis. First paragraph. V'idna eino agin le'yareis elo v'shat kupa. That's what the Torah writes. But the Rebbeit Yosef comments on that, Zahayam in Kalg Mokomo, that was the custom in Kastvil, where the Torah was riding. Aval ha'idna k'tzat no'agim kein v'k'tzat no'agim le'reish shelo b'shat ha'kipa. So he's reporting that the custom in Israel, just as the custom was in Egypt at that time, you had both possibilities. If we take a look in Syria, for example, let's take a look on that Kuf Yud Zayin. Takanot, Takanat Chama. Al Takanat Kduma Neged Kedushei Seter Shunagava Chama Kvar Nishal Ha'av Yosef Karo Betzvat. Som Kedoshim, Kilat Kedoshim Sheba Chama V'Roshem HaChama M'Fuwa Yutsu Atala Kadmana Sheilatchem Al Dvar Ha'isha Sheheidu Eleha Shenitkadsha Rav Mordechai V'Bochar Afif V'yesh Mi Shehura She'enam Kedushim שהסכימו שלא יקדשו רק בפני ביתין או ברשותם. ואומר שסומך בהורה זו על תשובת הרים רב ששס וביקשת ממני להודיעכם אם הורה זו נכונה או לא. So in Syria, in Chantz, they enacted a gzera, like the ones we've seen before, not to have marriage except in the presence of the rabbinical court. And now the question is, can they declare a marriage that wasn't done according to their enactment null and void? Tshuva. This is now the tshuva that the Beis Yosef, the Yosef Karo, wrote on this, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch. Nidrashnu l'sheilatchem. V'hinenu meshivim yomrim ki hora'a zu mukulkelet. That this decision to annul the marriage is incorrect. ותמהים אנו איך אפשר ששום אדם שיהיה בו ריח תורה יעלה על ליבו להקל בדבר זה. שהרי המרי קולן בשורש פדלת סבך כי חוכיה נגד הרמושה קחצה לי. והבירו במרן אותו. Remember, there was this terrible, terrible dispute between the מהריק, רב יוסף קולון, who was living in Padua, at least in one of the Italian cities, the chief rabbi in Turkey, Rav Moshe Kapsali, because Rav Moshe Kapsali, in fact, as was reported to the Maharik, had enacted a takana of not marrying except according to the proper circumstances, and engaged in Hafka'at Kiddushin. Now, whether he did or did not is not clear from the circumstances. That is, the details of the case were enormously complicated, and as we all know from the story, the people that were reporting the details to the Maharik were troublemakers, interested in, for various reasons, in stirring up an animosity between the Maharik and the Rav Moshe Kapsali, and the Maharik wrote pretty violently against him. And eventually, I guess practically on his deathbed, realized that he had maligned a tzaddik and therefore requested mechila and so on. The whole story is well known. But in any event, the Maharik's writings, of course, became part of the standard halakhic literature and certainly one of the sources that the Shulchan Aruch used. And he's quoting that particular tshuva. When he writes, "Vehaviro mirabanuto," of course, the Maharik didn't have any authority to do any such thing, but he wrote as if he did. V'lo rav, v'lo rebbe yitkari, v'lo yishalu imenu shum ha'ra, v'shum din al shekadfu lo, shehora lahatir isha shenitkadsha b'fnei ibim l'fi shekvar hechrim shelo l'kadesh b'chot mi'asara. V'ta'an kenegdo medivrei ha'mod, chai de'en lomar kevan di'aval takanat cherem, rabbi neger, shemishamachi koldo mekadesh shedat ha'du rabbanan mekadesh, da'achai vi'lavin ushniyot v'kam aveirot yorayt da'u rabbanan tafsi kedushin adkan. V'gamar dvarav, haroi lecho behedya, afilu takanat cherem, rabbi neger, shem lo alim alafkir kedushin, Kol shekein v'kol shekein dorot halalu ad kam lashono. V'holchiach od mitshuvot ha-Rambam, v'gam mitdivrei Smag, v'gam mitshuvot ha-Rashba, k'mo shekatuv ba'avukah v'divrei Mari Polon v'shoro shenizkar. V'kevan shekein, shahagdolim halalu, hushvu l'isu, all of these authorities agreed that one does not rely on hafka'at kedushin, mi hu ze v'eize hu, asher yimalenu libo lachlok aleihem, v'lahatir erva chamura v'ma'amaro. Matzati, ומעתה ובאותו הזמן מפקירין הקהל כסף או שווה כסף שיקדש בו, שיהיה מופקר ומבוטל בו קידושים יופקים, ועל זהו שנשא ונתן באותו התשובה להתיר, בפני שהסכימו להפקיע הקידושים ומפני הפקר הרייתין הפקר. All the origin of the Rivash's heter was based on this idea that they were seizing his money. אבל בהסכמה שהסכימו שלא יקדשו רק בפני ביתים לשקע הדבר ולא יאמר פשיט אלי לא יבשל שאין כוח בהסכמה בחרם להפקיע קידושים, לאלים המחרם תקנת רבנו גרשם הגאולה. ואפילו והסכימו להפקיע מאות הגירושים, כתב הרי בן ששיש בסוף צבורה ביותר תשובה, זה מה שנראה לי בנידון זה על ההלכה, אבל למעשה הייתי חופך להחמיר, ולא הייתי סומך על דעתי זה לחומר העניין להוציאה בלו גט, אם לא בהסכמת כל חכמי הגלילות, כי היכי דלמת ינשיבה מקשובה. That Rivash said that he himself was not willing to undertake the authority to allow a Hafka'at Kiddushin without the approval of all of the other rabbinical authorities, so they should share the burden with him, right? That's from the story in the Gemara, I've forgotten who it was, that whenever he would sit down to din, he would bring in a few Talmidim, a minion of Talmidim, to join him so that they should carry some of the chips of the bean around, that he himself should not bear the responsibility. So the Rivash here is writing that unless there's an agreement of all of the surrounding communities, so that
no question.
That they will share in the responsibility, he's not willing to take the burden on himself. But we'll see later, for example, that the Maharam Alashkar in a different shuvah was willing to take the responsibility on himself, going further than the Rivash. But we'll come to that in a moment.
Would require a get.
Yeah, he would require it, yeah.
But this is just a technicality. All that he's saying is that it just wasn't formulated properly.
That's right. So Katav HaRashbash Bar Tzemach V'zeh L'Shanel B'Takanat Havkat Yudushin No Lo Na'aseh Ma'aseh La'olam U'Kvar Nish'alu Rishonim V'Lo Samchu V'Al Zeh B'Ma'aseh V'Yata Yeshit Palei Haflei V'Fela Im Ari Ben Sheshes Lo Ratzel L'Smoch Al Da'ato L'Hakeh La'Ma'aseh Afilu V'Haskamat Hefker Ma'ot HaKidushin Heich yitlu buki sviki lahakil v'haskama shelo lakadesh b'lo hefker. Ve'ein safek she'im yesh mi shehora ken shelo higir lahora'a ino baki v'tiv gitin u'kudushin v'lo yeh lo esik imahem v'yafilu pshat tshuvat u'riva she'ino mevin. Klal hadvarim benidon shelfaneinu she'isha zot mukudeshet v'yemeit ha'makadesh b'lo banim v'yesh lo achim harei zikuka liyavam zeh ma she'nira li numa tse'ir etc. etc. So the Rabbi Yosef Karo, in the tradition of the Machmirim, in the tradition of the Rivash, the Maharik, and the Duran family, refuses to allow Hafka'at Kiddushin in general unless it's based on Hefker Beitin Hefker, and even there he's not willing to rely upon. So
but that's really the Hefker Beitin Hefker.
Yeah, well, so that's what you see. That's, so we find, we will see that that was more or less the situation in the Middle East.
He said, "Harei he's a kukul liyafim."
Yes.
Does he? Would he say in such a case, "You do chalitza, you can't do evil"?
What do you mean?
He would be machmir and say, "Would he be machmir and say he also has a doubt that the kedushin might have not have been valid?"
And therefore.
And therefore, the brother couldn't.
Why not?
Oh, she's a woman. That's right. She's freed completely. That's right.
Why?
I mean, if either he's her husband, either in which case there's yibum, or not, he's not their husband, in which case there's no prohibition. All right.
That's right.
Okay. Let's skip a bit to see a sample case from Italy in the same period. Let's turn to page 129. The Marik was, as we saw, violently opposed to Hafkat Kiddushin. But his Talmidim began to move away from that position. Let's take a look on page 129. Hamakorot al Takanazu. This is on the Takanat Romi, of not worrying about Shash Savlanut and other forms and other things. Nimtzaim b'ikar b'sheilot u'tshuvot Rav Yechir ben Azriel Tarbot, shehaya krovo v'talmido shel Hamarik. ושיר אחר קובץ גדול של תשובות. על הנהגת ההסכמה ברומי ועל עמדת חמדי הדור לשאלות חשש הסבלנות והפקעת קידושין שנעשו שלא כהוגן, שמענו בקבוצת תשובות על מעשה שידוחיה של מורת דונינה, בת רבי שמואל צרפתי, רופאי האפיפיור ברומי. So it's on page 129, the Pope's physician, his daughter got involved in a troublesome case.
And the Pope allowed it.
The Pope? Okay. Ze tofes hapsak asher pasku Rabbeinu Romi, halo hema hamarabi Yisrael Ashkenazi, ומרבי שבתי ומרבי מצליח על דבר הסבלנות והאידיות ממורות דונינו בת מאורה ושמואל צרפתי זל מרומי. הנה יריב מרק לדוניניו בת החכם כמרבי שמואל צרפתי ולוח הצפתי בו עלינו חתומי מטה וצעקו זעקה גדולה ונפשה מורה לו כי זה שמונה שנים שדחה אביה כמו רבי שמואל הנזכר למחביר קרביטו ואומרת שלא נצרתנו את רצתה מעולם וידיים מוכיחות מתוך השטר שנעשה ביניהם שהיה כמו רבי שמואל הנן משבד עצמו להביאה מרצונה מרוצה I suppose בשעת החופה לקבל קדושים וגם שאר דיות נזכר לאל נתגלגל הדבר אשר גבה תורה ביניו וזה שמונה שנים שלא שלח כבר יהודה נזכר למרת עונינה אפילו כתב פקידת שלום Never didn't even send her a New Year's card. Because she came, Doro. Vachacham avia haniskahir harbei pamim bikesh lishadcha li'ish acher, ki amar kvar nitbarda ha'chavila, ukumat nigmar ha'davar, v'lo haya potse peh u'metzavtse. On several occasions, her father tried to marry her off to someone else, and it almost came to pass, but didn't quite, and under none of these circumstances was there any objection raised to the proposed engagement. V'yata achrei mitata chacham k'rabi shmuel nizkar bok mar Yehuda k'robito ve'evi ediot hanem hanizkarim le'esor isor al nafsha eich shenatan la echad fluko ve'ezor al matana b'fnei edim hanizkar be'ediot b'fnei aviha ve'ima some form of coin, I guess. וכבר מפורסם כי רבי שמואל הנזכר בקי בחדרי תורה היה ודחיל לחטאים ואם היה אפילו שש בעלמא לא היה נותן היטב בצד אחר ולא די שאין משיבין את הריח אין מיטה אל מצווה עלינו לחפש בנידון לדונו לקו זכות etc. Okay? And so that was the case. And if we turn to Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, the various Rabbanim who were dealing with this, Rabbi Yechiel Tarbot Chiber Afu Shnei Psakim Lahatayar Et Marat Danina. The Psak HaRishon Hizkir At HaKana B'Zeh HaLashon Kvar Shananu Mepi Nemanim Shemishanim Kadmoniot Avru Chalfu Lemon Asa HaKana B'Romi Mechal HaKahal U'Merabanim V'Kedoshim Asher Ba'aretz Eima שכל איש ואיש יסבל תחילה ויחח נשפט המנהג בכל עיר ועיר, אם כן אין לו חוש לסבלנות קל. לביטול חשש קידושים, מבין גם ראיה מתשובת הרשב"א על תקנת הציבור להפקיע קידושים שנעשו שלא כהוגן מטעם מפקיעין רבנן קידושין מיניה, גם בתשובותו השנייה שנתחברו בעיקר נגד הרב ישראל אשכנזי מבולוניה שהלך לארץ הצבי, הזכירו ויחיל תלמוד שוב את התקנה, הוא גר אליי נאמנה כי ברומי משנים קדמוניות נעשה הסכמה מגדולנו אשר בארץ שמו ואין שם יפה וכל הכלולות שכל אדם לא יקדש תחילה ויחך יסבל ואך יסבל ויחך קדש וכן פשוט שם המנהל. So he was leaning towards citing the Hafka'at Kiddushin. If we take a look at a few pages later, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, the last paragraph, Talmido Shel HaMaharik, ובן משפחתו, רבי יחיל תרבות, פסק לו ראשונה, עפו בתשובותיו משנת ויזיין א' על קידושי ביה מאורבינו. This is a pretty terrible case. I don't know whether we should read the details of this case. Just let me see if all right, well, it's a pretty bad case. If you want to see the details of this case, go back to Kuf Lamed Dalet a little bit. Biyot ki yom dalet tochkal gimel april rosh ayin aleph wa nechbad ki remoshen isim yutsu b'char shalkil vim polinyo hashtim achotim hayom b'pisaro ba'oshiva beitim lachko haidim lagid lehem b'shvot beitim et asher yedru v'yet asher nikru b'shem ונתייחדו על דבר מרת חנה ברכב שלמה מאורבינו, אשר משנים קדמוניות נשתתך על קרב עובדיה בפר רבי ישראל זל, מיצו ידוקה, I don't know where that is, גיסו כמרישו הנה. כי אתה קרובי מרת חנה הנהל אינם רוצים לתת לו לאישה ביומים כי לא קדשה רבי עובדיה הנה. ואתה קנה קנה מראשה על הדבר הזה, ויות כי לעת אתה נזדמן עליו העדים אשר הם היהודים אמיתות הדבר לזכות את רבי עבד יוחנן, הביא עדים לפני ביתים להגיד דברים נכוחים, למען הפר הצסת נמהרי לב אשר יזמו לעשות, והדין יקוב את ההר, בוא לפני ביתים ודוד בכל משה בית טריביו, הדר באנקונה, ויעיד בכוח שבוח ומורה איך זה כמו 4 שנים ויותר, שכר שכבר עבדיה בחר סל מייצו ידו כזל ביותו בעיר ססיניה שלח סבלנות למרת חנה המשודכת לו כדי מרו הנל עם כסף ופנינים והיית גם שעקר כן נסן כמו עבדיה הנל את מרת חנה נזכרת מידו לידו לפני מרת הנל א' אקורלי כסף, I don't know what that is שביא לפני דעתו סביב לאחד דוקת ואמר לו על עבדיה הנזכר בעת הנתן עליה החפץ הנזכר שלחתי אלייך הסבלנות על ידי רב דוד שלוקי ואתה אני נותן אלייך אשתי זה החפץ מידי ממש למען תזכרי מאהבתי והיא לקחה החפץ בפניו בסיפה פנים יפות ואחר כך באותו המעמד באו שני משכילים שלכת ברפול יצ etc. ושם השני כבר במצליח אלחנן ואשר נקראו גם הם בשם לעדים ונשבו בשבועה חמורה להגיד אמת ממה שידוע על הדבר הזה והעידו שניהם זה אחר זה לא, not necessarily שזה אחר זה שזה שלא בפני זה שיום בית י' זיין מרצו נהג והביא אותם וידע וחצה ממעלת דוקס מאורבינו שיחיה ואמר להם, עמדו ראו כי אני רוצה לקדש בביה מרת חנה הנזכרת המשודר. והראה להם צניף אחד כולו לבן ונקי מכל קטם, ויז עברה לפניהם מרת חנה הנזכרת, וראוה והגיעוה היטב, ונכנסה בחדר אחד בחבורת מטרוניתה, והמטרוניתה קרחה אחר זה לו אבי עובדיה הנזכר, והכניסה אותו עמהם, V'tel mechnisu shem amar lehem hayu edai v'tavinu heitev ki dati lekadsha b'viya. Baru sheshlashtam haynu matronita v'ovadya haniskeret v'hamarat chana haniska yachad b'cheder v'lo acherim hem. V'shamu ki matronita v'ovadya haniskar yo medavrim al liba memorat chana lakayem hakurva. ויחר זה מעט יצא המטרוניתה לחוץ ונשארו יחד רבי עובדיה נזכר מרדכנה נזכרת לבדם והפתח סגור ויעמדו יחד כמו חצי שעה ויחר כך יצאו מרדכנה והעדים הנזכרים הכירוה ונכנסו העדים תקף בחדר נזכר ומצאו שם רבי עובדיה נזכר לבדו והראה הצעיף הנזכרים כתמי דם מעורבים בלובן ויאמר להם רבי עובדיה נזכר שקידשה בביה. So now we have various types of kiddushin. Both Kiddushei Kesef and Kiddushei Bia, with all kinds of details. Okay?
Did they use one woman as a witness?
Well, no, the woman just was trying to persuade the young girl to go through with that. The two witnesses. She wasn't a witness. The two witnesses were standing outside the room. Okay. Okay, so now let's get back. That's the details of this case. Let's turn back to Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. L'marat itnagdutu hanidretzet shehamarik lafgat kidushim al yirei takanat ha-ke'ilot hayta sha'ila zu menaseret bevet midrasham shel chachmei Italia makhnis rishona me'atet Zayin. Talmido shel hamarik uben mishpachto harab yuchil talbot pasak l'rishona afu b'tshuvato mishtat v'arish ayin alaf al kidushei bi'a mi'urbino al pi divrei harashba she'en lanu lomar b'zehu asa shelo kahogen rafkinu rabbanon l'kidushim hine ki ein lanu biklal dvarim elu ela b'makom she'amru chachamim. Originally, as far as this case was concerned, he did not want to rely on al hafka'at kedushim. V'chein katav gam b'tshuva acheret al tanat kedushim. Ulam achrei chein v'dino al katakanat rumi v'mase donina v'shad reja intet histamech rav yuchil talbut al haklal v'kol makadesh odatei d'rabanon makadesh v'yapkinu rabanon l'kedushim minei. ויש כוח ביד חכמים לעקוד דבר מן התורה. כך מצינו לו בתשובה אחרת על מי שקידש אחת משניות לעריות, גם אינו ראי להביא ראיה גדולה שאין צריך לגט מיבמות פרק בית שמי, עובדה הביא בבן נערה שצטרו לפי זה במקום שעשה שלו כהוגן, יש כוח ביד חכמים לעקוד דבר מן התורה, כל בחום ההוכו בנילדן, אף כי הקידושים תופסים בשניות לעריות וכופים להוציא ועשה של ההוגן ולא קידש בעדים, אינו צריך לגט ומתר להינשא, שוב נשאר למעשה קידושים שנותו בסיינה, אחד שמו רבי אליעזר הוציא דיבת כזב קידש כי קידי שמרת שרה ועיקר עדותם אין בה ממש רק כי ראו נתינת הטבעת ולא הבינו ולא שמעו שום דבר הצעתו. בסוף התשובה אחרי שבירה שאין שום חשש קידושים בעדותו הוסיף הרב עוד נראה לנו להביא ראיה גדולה ועצומה שאפילו היה בחשש קידושים אין לה צריך הגט להחמיר מפני שהוא עשה שלא כהוגן, אף כאינו רבנן לקידושין מיני, ולא הצריכו נגד. קל וחומר, בנו של קל וחומר, הוכה ונידון דידן, שאין בו שום ריח קידושין כלל, כאשר ביאנו רצת. And then the Freiman quotes from this now, this very